Good evening, Cameron. Welcome to the Space Show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
What's JowieSat?
JowieSat's actually the Joint Australian-Ukrainian Engineering Satellite, and it's actually launching and operating a satellite.
And what will be its purpose?
Well, the idea is to provide education and training in space systems, and that's what ASRI is about generally, but the JowieSat project is specifically to give experience to students, both high school and university students, in satellite experience.
Now, you don't normally think of Australians being involved with the Ukraine. How did that come about?
We actually had a chap called Yulian Protin, who came from the Ukraine to do a systems engineering master's with QUT up in Queensland. And he was very interested in getting involved in some of the ASRI projects. We already had the project initiated, so he took the role of systems engineering manager and did a lot of good work to establish the project early on.
And who's working on this in Australia then?
The people in Australia are actually the Cooperative Research Centre for Satellite Systems, the Queensland University of Technology, ASRI of course, the University of New South Wales, the University of Queensland, Monash University, and individuals from industry.
And what will be the involvement of the Ukrainians in this?
Well, the Ukrainian involvement is in two parts. The first part is for the launch service. We're actually acquiring our launch vehicle from the Ukrainians. And the second part is actually they are involved in the design of the communications and the imaging subsystems for the satellite.
And how are you going to get it into orbit?
We'll be launching it on a Dnepr launch vehicle supplied free of charge by the Ukraine. And that should be occurring within the next 2 years.
Oh, okay. Ukrainians, do they have launch rockets and so on like that?
Oh, yes. Well, before the split up of the Soviet Union, due to the communist regime of placing industry chunks down in certain locations, the Ukraine itself is actually the rocket development and space development centre for Russia.
Oh, okay. So they're well placed then to be providing launch vehicles.
Absolutely, yes, they are.
Okay, what sort of vehicle are you using?
Oh, it's a Dnepr. It was actually an SS-18. It's an old ICBM, an intercontinental ballistic missile. And it's referred to as the Satan.
The Satan?
Yes.
What a name for a rocket. Okay. How come that rocket's become available to you?
Well, with the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaties, both 1 and 2, although 2 fell apart, in 1993 they signed an agreement that arms reductions had to occur, and that these vehicles had to be either used or destroyed by 2008. Now, due to the fact that you don't usually just want to launch intercontinental ballistic missiles on people just because you need to use them, they changed them into launch vehicles. And so that's why we're getting our free launch from an ex-ICBM.
Oh, okay, so it's either use them or lose them.
Absolutely, yep.
Okay, well, look, isn't building a satellite a task that's quite complex and perhaps beyond the capabilities of an amateur group? So how come you amateur guys are getting involved in it?
Well, I have to say the first reason we're getting involved in it is because it's fun. But I also have to state that the design that we're using for the satellite is actually an amateur satellite design. It was designed and constructed by amateurs since 1990, and I believe there have been about 18 of these already launched and operated across the globe, obviously.
Mm-hmm. So you're not the first amateur group to build a satellite then?
Oh, no, not at all. No, in fact, the amateur satellite organisation, AMSAT, is world-renowned. We have a group in Australia, the AMSAT VK. We have the AMSAT NA for North America, obviously. And there are different AMSAT organisations throughout the world.
Okay. Once you get it into orbit, what will it be doing?
Once it's in orbit, what we're hoping to have it doing is providing a packet radio bulletin board system for ham operators. It's also got a camera on board, so it will be taking images, and we'll be using a GPS receiver to actually identify where those images are coming from in the orbit to identify what they're actually looking at.
Now, working with an overseas group, in particular Ukrainians with the language differences and so on, is that providing you of any particular problems?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Obviously, as you said, the language is definitely an issue. We have three languages spoken on the project. That's Ukrainian, Russian and English. And I myself am learning Russian at the moment to make sure that that will lessen those sort of barriers. But we also have cultural differences that are there. And these things include such issues as internet usage. A lot of the project is based on the internet. We use a lot of online meeting tools, but the Ukrainians don't use that technology very much. And obviously, you also have other cultural issues, such as approval of certain key documentation. For our group, we approve the documentation as it moves through the process of design and analysis. Whereas the Ukrainians would prefer us to actually hand stamp each page of a written document, a printed document, and sign each page to acknowledge its authenticity.
Oh, okay. And do they have industrial standards that are different from ours as well?
Yes. And a lot of those are very close to the European Cooperation for Space Standardization systems that we are using for our engineering side. But they do have different aspects to that.
Okay. And your background? What's your background?
Well, my background is that I actually did a degree in cognitive science at the University of Queensland, and cognitive science is... Well, my particular area of cognitive science was specialising in artificial intelligence and robotic systems. Then I moved into industry after my degree, and I started as a technical writer with a software development company and moved into software quality assurance on broadband telecommunications management and finally asset-intensive software.
So how come you got involved in a satellite project then?
Well, actually, I originally joined up to do website design on the Lunar Mars mission that we did a feasibility study on several years ago.
Yeah, joined up, you mean, to the Australian Space Research Institute.
Yep, that's right, mm-hmm. That's right. After some time, it was clear that my skills in project management that I'd learned from quality assurance were actually quite relevant to the group, and I was made the project manager of Illuminate, which was the Australian Lunar Mars Investigation and Technical Evaluation Project, and then after that moved on to operate as the program manager for the satellite program, and automatically that means I'm the default project manager for anything that happens when the project managers don't do something, so I get it in my basket if it doesn't happen.
Okay. Now, the name JowieSat, mm-hmm. You've already explained, that means the... Again, what was that?
That was the Joint Australian-Ukrainian Engineering Satellite.
Okay, are you going to give it another name once it gets in orbit?
Yes, well, the actual craft itself will be an OSCAR, and the OSCARs are the general name for the amateur satellites. So Australia has had an Australis OSCAR 5 go up, and that was one of the first satellites way back in, I think, 69-70. So it will be redesignated something in the AO region where we're expecting probably, you know, 45, AO-45 through maybe AO-50 or something like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope this goes well, Cameron.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm hoping it will.
Thanks for joining us on The Space Show.
Thank you.